The Twins taking on the Yankees, the two home run derby finalists going at it in this one. Miguel Sano up against Aaron Judge. Pick it up in the third. 1-0 Twins, bases loaded for Sano facing Brian Mitchell.
The pitch. Swung on, a fly ball to right. Making the catch is Judge. He fires on home, and it's going to be in time. How do you like that? A double play. Judge made a phenomenal throw from mid-right field. That wasn't shallow right. That was mid-right center. He fired it on one hop, and the tag was made for a double play. Who knows if that doesn't help the Yankees win the game. And the left-hander Mejia is 3-1. Line to right field, and it is a diving catch by Kepler to end the inning. Castro hit it right on the nose, but it hung up a little. Kepler raced in, made a faceward dive, made the catch.
How do you think he's feeling right now?
Here's the 0-2. Lined and grabbed beautifully by Adrianza. Throws to first in time. He stole a hit from Holiday and a tie for the Yankees. The 0-1, line to left field. There is a base hit. Frazier charges. Here comes the run. The throw home is wide. The throw to third. Not in time. Maurer scores. Sano goes to third. It's a base hit and an RBI for Escobar. And the Twins take a 3-2 lead. And the pitch hit on the ground. Base hit right field. Under the glove of Cooper. A run is in. And on to second, where the double is Rosario. Holding at third is Escobar. A run is in, and the Twins have a 4-2 lead.
The Twins take it by a 4-2 final. Eddie Rosario, two hits and two RBIs. Caleb Smith made his big league debut for the Yanks, giving up two runs in three innings. More bad news for New York. Before the game, the team announced Michael Pineda will have Tommy John surgery and is done for the season. The Yankees fall to the Twins. Manager Joe Girardi spoke after.
You know, I think his slider was pretty good tonight. You know, I talked about, you know, in the pregame, if he's throwing a slider down and in, it's pretty tough on right-handers. You know, we hit some balls hard with runners in scoring position, didn't have anything to show for it. Starlin hit one in one inning. Ellsbury hit another one in another inning. But, I mean, he didn't walk people either. That was probably a big thing.
You did manage to tie the score at two, and then you had opportunity there in the eighth. Were you okay with Didi bunting in that situation with two out runners in first and third?
I mean, it's a play. If you do it, you got to get a base hit. He's trying to get a base hit. He's trying to get the run in. So I don't have a problem with it. But, you know, the way it turns out, I mean, if he hits a ground ball, he hits a ground ball out. It's an out, it's an out. But he was trying to get the run in. He was trying to get a hit.
Joe, what made you stay with Smith for three innings, and what kind of options did you have?
Not too many options, that's what. You know, if we took the lead, I probably would have went to Adam for Sano. I had Adam. I had Dellen. Clippard would have been third day in a row. I had him for a little bit, and maybe Shreve was probably not. So I didn't really have a lot of options, and because we didn't take the lead, I couldn't really make the change.
He had a nice first inning and then obviously ran into trouble in the second inning that he threw. What do you think caused him to run into a little bit of trouble there?
You mean the third inning?
The third inning.
Yeah, well, you know, he gives up a line drive to Joe Maurer. I mean, a really good hitter. We almost make the play. He gives up a little tweener between the shortstop and third baseman. He does a good job in getting Kepler. Escobar hit a changeup. You know, I didn't really think he changed that much. Some well-placed balls, and that was the difference. You know, the ball's just out of the reach of Cooper. I mean, if it's hit to him, there's not a run there. So I thought he threw actually pretty well.
Joe, offensively overall, to start the second half, is just one of those stretches.
Yeah, you know, you wonder if the break, you know, is, you know, some guys kind of got out of rhythm a little bit, and the only way to get back in the rhythm is to keep playing. So, and even though we only scored two runs, I thought we swung the bat a lot better than that tonight.
I think Cooper looks a lot more relaxed now.
Yeah, I'm sure. You know, once you get that first one out of the way, and it's pressing, and you have family that are, a lot of family came and watched, and you got people calling you, and you know, you get anxious, but he looked really good tonight.
Like the aggressive base running by Frazier there.
Yeah, I mean, I told you about it before. He can run the bases. He did a really good job tonight. Okay, you know, okay. You know, he got in some long counts. His curveball was pretty good at times, and at other times, you know, it was kind of overthrown. But I mean, he five innings, and he should have given up one run.
He just took his eye off the ball.
You know, I didn't. I'd have to watch the play to know. I didn't go watch the replay. It wasn't going to change the result. Well, yeah, but you know, the instinct is to go get the ball. You know, and it's not like he's played with Castro a lot. But the play still should be made. I mean, the pitcher's there. Mitch has got to catch the ball. He's caught it a million times.
Brian Mitchell gets a no decision, allowing two runs, one earned.
I definitely didn't feel like I was at my best tonight, but you're going to have several games like that over the course of a season. Just kind of made some pitches when I need to. Kind of just battled all night pretty much.
Joe had said your curveball very good at times, sometimes trouble locating it. Did you feel like you had an inconsistent curveball?
Yeah, I mean, I left a few up in the zone, but I mean, that's just got to have better command of that.
What happened with that play at first base?
I mean, I was there. I was on the bag just off the end of my glove. I don't know if I looked away at the last second, but I mean, that's just a ball I need to catch.
How frustrating is that knowing you're out of the inning unscathed?
I mean, yeah, so frustrating, but just got to put it behind you and get the next guy.
Tough to resist putting your hand out on those comebackers.
I mean, it's just reaction. Like, I mean, I feel like I do that a lot, and 90% of the time I never touch it, but that one just did it.
Catch it.
Just in the palm. Yeah.
What did you think of that throw that Judge made?
I was just turning around as the throw was coming in, but I mean, that was an unbelievable play. I mean, that was really big for us.
Clint Frazier had two hits in the loss for the Yanks.
You know, it's difficult whenever they're forcing you to make a perfect throw on a bang-bang play, and I'm just trying to be aggressive and get in scoring position.
So for Smith there, who looked pretty good in his first two innings in his debut and gives up a couple hits there and ends up losing pitcher.
Yeah, you know, it's difficult. It's not just his fault we lost. You know, we didn't score runs whenever we had the opportunity, and they did. And, you know, I mean, it's unfortunate that it was, you know, his debut and that happened, but it's not going to be the last time he pitches.
Make any difference to you at all?
No, I mean, I've primarily hit 2-3 in my career, so for me to, you know, hit second tonight was just like another day in the minor leagues, it felt like. By that, I mean when I was hitting 2 and 3 in the minors.
Kind of exciting, though, to be hitting in front of Judge.
It's really exciting. You know, I mean, he's such a impact player, and I'm trying to get on base and give him a chance to, you know, add to all the RBIs he already has.
What's going through your mind when you turn that single into a
double? It's not the first time I've done that, you know, so it's just like any other game, but I'm just trying to make sure that I'm running the bases aggressively but smart while I'm doing it.
But you're thinking double right out of the box.
Every time I hit the ball, I'm thinking an extra base hit.
Caleb Smith made his big league debut. He took the loss, allowing two runs in three innings of work.
I was definitely nervous a little bit. I just try to keep my composure, and I mean, it's a great experience. It's a feeling like nothing else.
What's it like when first batter you face, you strike out?
It's just a great feeling. There's no other feeling like it, and it's just a great, great first batter.
It seemed like you breezed through those first two innings. What were you doing well that allowed you to have the success in the first two?
I feel like I was just spotting my fastball up and throwing my off speed for strikes when I wanted to. Changeup was working pretty good. Slider, not so much. It was just slipping out of my hand.
What went wrong in your third inning? Did you miss on some pitches or?
Yeah, I missed the base hit to right. Slider up, slider elevated a little bit. Not a hard hit ball, but it got down. And then ground ball through the six hole, and then change up. I thought it was just two pitches that I didn't execute well on, and it just cost me.
What do you end up taking away from this then, the fun experience of pitching in big leagues, or do you look at it as a very good outing went bad?
A little bit of both. I'm definitely glad that I'm here, and it's an experience like nothing else. I'm living my dream. It's what I've talked about doing since I was knee high, so it's awesome, but at the same time, just disappointed a little bit.
Do you think about that at all? You know, your dream that you've had for so many years?
All the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But while you were out there on the field, I mean?
No, not really. I was thinking about it before the game a little bit, but as soon as they told me to start getting loose and getting ready to go, it was straight to business.
Up next, the series against the Twins continues on Tuesday with Luis Sessa on the hill.